Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining an interesting question. That question is related to one of the major sins I am speaking of, lying. As you know, lying is one of the major sins, one of the kaba'ir, and it's considered one of the worst of the major sins. Because in some hadiths, it's been mentioned that if all of the evils were put into a room and locked away, the key to that room would be lying. And, you know, the Holy Quran has mentioned many things about lying, why it's so bad and, you know, what is the evil outcome of the people who lie, and so on and so forth. The question that we want to pose today with respect to this topic is, what is the worst of lies? In order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from the Holy Quran and the Hadith, which have been passed down to us from the infallible Imams, alayhim as-salam. By way of example, in one beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following. So, who is a greater wrongdoer than him who fabricates a lie against God to mislead the people without any knowledge? Right, so in this beautiful verse, God says, fabricating a lie against God, speaking a lie about God, in order to mislead people who are ignorant and who are naive about it, this is the greatest sin, and consequently, it's also the greatest lie. In another verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following, on the day of resurrection, you will see those who attributed lies to Allah with their faces blackened. Is this not the final abode of the arrogant in hell? So this is another verse that shows us that fabricating a lie about God, you know, this is one of the worst lies. In a prophetic hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said the following, there will come a time after me when there will be nothing more hidden than the truth, and nothing more manifest than falsehood, and nothing worse than lying about God and His Messenger. So, this is a hadith which is similar to that verse we read in the beginning, in that it says that lying about God, and here it adds the Holy Prophet, is one of the worst things, one of the worst sins, and consequently the worst of lies. Imam Ali alayhi salam also said this, by Allah, falling from the sky or being snatched by a bird would be more beloved to me than to lie about the Messenger of God. In fact, lying about God and His Messenger and the Imams alayhi salam, this is so bad that it even has the power to break the fast of a person who is fasting. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, a lie breaks the fast of a fasting person. Abu Basir, who was one of the companions of the Imam, said, I asked, but who from amongst us does not lie? The Imam replied, it is not as you are thinking. It is lying about God, His Messenger, and the Imams. Praises of Allah be upon him and them. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the worst of lies in the light of the Quran and Hadith. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.